International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning. So welcome to our mastermind meeting. I am so happy that you're here. Come on, come on. Sit at the table. Join us. You know, we are studying the book, Think and Grow Rich, and all of us sitting here at the table are members of the International Mastermind Association. We are here because we're masterminding together, and we're so happy that you are joining us. As a matter of fact, you can call in at 661-49219 to join us at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning as we explore the success formula of Napoleon Hill, outlined in his best-selling classic book, Think and Grow Rich. You know, to talk with us, just press number one on your phone to raise your hand and be brought into the conversation. We are so excited to have you, and today's show. Oh, today's show, we're going to be talking about something that I am in love with, and that is the fact of auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is our powerful way of developing us and increasing us. As a matter of fact, Napoleon Hill says the dominating thoughts which one permits to remain in the conscious mind, whether these thoughts be negative or positive, is immaterial, will reach and influence the subconscious mind through the law of auto-suggestion. And that's what we're going to be talking with today with my incredible co-host of Ann McNeil, the master builder, founder of International Mastermind Association, Ursula Odom, owner of Sula 2 Publishing, Dr. Peter James, professor, speaker, coach, and the magnificent Galen Bingham, leadership coach and founder of Kiln Global Coaching, and myself, Piggeen, and I'm a speaker and leader of Power Women Worldwide. I can't wait to continue, do a little bit about the intro. Actually, what I'm going to do, instead of going for the intro, I'm just going to go and go to my co-host because I'm looking at Ursula's face right now. Oh, my goodness, that woman is so eager to talk and share. Ursula, you got to go.
Good morning to my fellow co-host. And as Pagin said to you, this morning we're talking to you. So whatever you're doing, stop. Take a moment to listen to what we have to say and engage in the conversation. And my thought this morning, my moment with this book comes on page 73. So consider that. We have the power to influence our own subconscious mind and through it to gain the cooperation of infinite intelligence. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Join in. Galen, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, so, you know, I'm really kind of in a space of action. So on page 70, the line that really jumps out at me is at the bottom where it says, do not wait for a definite plan through which that you intend to exchange in return for the money. Begin at once. And that is really kind of what's on my mind. Dr. Peter, what's up with you?
Yeah, Galen, thank you so much. Great to be here with you all this morning. Great to be at this table. You guys look mighty bubbly early this morning, but I'm excited to share space with individuals who are thinking and growing rich. And not just thinking about wealth, but thinking and growing rich with their lives. And this chapter on auto suggestion of this great book by Napoleon Hill really gives a template on how we can best achieve success in our lives, success as we identify it. So I'm excited to dive in today. I know the Master Builder has great insight for us as well. So, Ann McNeil, what are your thoughts on this morning?
Well, I tell you what, the key to this success of any undertaking, Napoleon Hill tells us, that is auto-suggestion. To be exact, he says that this term, which we call auto-suggestion, applies to all suggestions and all self-administered stimuli which reaches one's mind through the five senses. So with that kickoff, I cannot wait to delve into this subject with all of you and our special guest, who's sitting at the table with us this morning. And again, I'm Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life and business. And back to you, Bikini.
This is going to be so much fun. One of the things that we love to do is remind us of the 13 principles of Think and Grow Rich. And as you're joining us, just take a seat, really, just take a seat and listen to the 13 principles of Think and Grow Rich.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically, but we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number eight. Step number nine, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole. Everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts. Use the knowledge. Use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
I'm so happy you're joining us today. You know, the five of us here, and to have you joining us today makes my heart soar. And as we go along in this conversation, you know, call us at 661-554-9219 and raise your hand by just pressing, well, don't even raise your hand, just press 1, because we want to hear from you too and be part of it. I have, Galen, I was listening to something this week, and you just said something that was so, I can't let go of it. You were talking about action and auto-suggestion, but you were sharing a story on social media this week that was mind-blowing, and you were sharing at one of our calls, you shared about the awareness of your prosperity consciousness transformation and how you were taking action and something happened to you this week. Can you talk about action, auto-suggestion, and the surprise you had this week?
Yeah, you know, it's been kind of happening to me everywhere. It's really about just being money conscious, which is what this book is about. And this chapter is really around how you can train yourself to be money conscious by the words that you say to yourself. And I have really been diligent about, you know, saying my affirmations, and everywhere I go, I seem to find money. I was in the process of looking for a television remote that I had lost and was trying to do some things to my television, you know, from a programming or setup standpoint, couldn't find the remote. And so I started looking in cabinets, started looking in drawers, happened to find an envelope full of money, $1,300 to be exact, that I had set aside for deposit almost a year ago. And because I'm so focused on the amount of money that I'm trying to accumulate by the end of the month, money just came out of nowhere. I went up to my retail business, again, focused on this money, and went up to my retail business and started cleaning up and moving some things around and pushed back one of the coolers and found $125 just laying there on the floor, because I've told the universe that I'm supposed to have this amount of money by the end of the month. And now the universe is finding all of these more productive ways to bring this money to me. It's not the way that I had, it's not the way that I mentioned, it's not the way that I told the universe to deliver it to me, but the universe knows best. So that's just happening because I've made a decision to be money conscious. Peter, has anything similar happened to you? I mean, how has this auto suggestion or this book in general impacted you in tangible ways?
Yeah, thanks, Galen. This chapter specifically, auto suggestion. The first time I read it, I was a little confused, honestly, Galen. This was some years ago. First time I really dove into it, really confused me a little bit because I didn't understand exactly what it meant until I started practicing it, diving into it, living it. And so I looked up auto suggestion to see if what is a great definition of this word. What really does it mean? So I'll read it to you. I'll read the definition from the dictionary. I believe it's Merriam. Merriam says it is the hypnotic or subconscious adoption of an idea that one has originated oneself through repetition of verbal statements to oneself in order to change behavior. So, Galen, you were able to repeat words passionately into your subconscious, so much so that you were able to live out those words that you were able to repeat to yourself. And that's exciting that we have that type of power in our lives, that we've been given that type of power to be able to experience things that may be beyond, we think are beyond our reach. In the chapter on page 68, I believe it is, it says, remember, therefore, when reading aloud these statements of your desire through which you are endeavoring to develop a money consciousness or any other success consciousness, that the mere reading of words is of no consequence unless you mix emotion or feeling with your words. So whether it is you're reading the Bible or you're reading Think and Grow Rich or any other book that you really want to be able to live and experience what is being spoken about in the book, it's really important to allow the words to be digested to your subconscious, and auto suggestion really allows this to happen in so, so many ways. I've experienced it, you've experienced it, and McNeil, I'm sure you have experienced it as well.
Peter, not only experienced it, I experience it actually every single day, but I'd like to go back to the book for a moment because both of you are sharing some thoughts that Napoleon Hill shares how to actually use this whole concept of auto-suggestion. And for those who are following along with us, I'd like to go to page 68, where the author says that you were instructed in the last of the six action steps described in chapter one. And for those who may be listening for the first time, in chapter one, Napoleon Hill gives us six steps to riches, where he first says you should decide how much money you want. The second step is doing what? The third step is the time, date you want to die. That's what Galen just referred to. The fourth step is an affirmation statement. The fifth step is to take that affirmation in terms of actions. Fifth is the fifth affirmation. And number six is to repeat it twice a day, once upon arising in the morning and then once before retiring at night. That's exactly what Galen and many of us are doing. But for us to really be able to understand, how do you, our listener, our guest sitting with us at this table, how do you actually use your auto-suggestion to draw to you exactly what you want? Napoleon Hill says that in chapter one, that you're to read aloud twice a day your written statement of your desire for money. And for some, it may not be money. Whatever it is you desire, see and feel yourself already in possession of the money. By following these instructions, you communicate the object of your desire directly to your subconscious mind, in a spirit of absolute faith. Through repetition of this procedure, you voluntarily create thought habits which are favorable to your efforts to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent. Now, I just wanted to read that because for myself, to answer your question, Peter, if you go over to page 72, formula, it gives us a formula. For those who are listening in, we can talk about this later during the program, but I just like to make it tangible. It gives you an example of a statement that you could use. He starts off by saying, for example, suppose that you intend to accumulate $500,000 by the 1st of January, 5 years. I'm not going to read the entire statement, but my point is everything you need to know about how to achieve your desire is in this book through these principles. And he also tells us that this particular principle is one of the most important, and it is actually the glue that kind of ties them all together. I've used this particular statement since December 31st, 1979, 1980, until now, and I just switch out the amount of money. That is my application. And now back to the...
So, everybody, you know, hey, Lynn.
Ursula,
Well, before you go, Ursula, this just, you know, Lynn is just looking at me, and she's at, across the table, and she's looking at all of us. Hey, Lynn, how are you? So we're
hi.
Share with us. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes,
share with
can
us.
You, can you hear me?
I hear you
can
beautifully.
You, hear
you are.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
All right. Well, I just wanted to share with you how important I think this whole subject of auto-suggestion is right now. There are so many small businesses owners that I'm coming in contact who are so afraid of what's going to happen with their businesses during this whole close down and this physical distancing. So if you had one thing, because a lot of them aren't aware of Napoleon Hill's book, but if you had one thing that you would say to them about how to use auto-suggestion right now, what would it be?
For me, I have my affirmation that I'm looking at right now as I'm here at the table. Everything happens for my highest, most magnificent good. Everything happens for our good. So in this particular environment right now, it's so uplifting to know that we have historically, right, all of this stuff has occurred always, and we're always becoming. We're always growing. We're always there. So I would say to anybody that's putting their – that isn't aware – of that they can suggest to themselves what they want to receive. They can suggest to themselves the pure joy and identify the happiness. For instance, right now they're getting to spend lots of time with the families. Right now they're learning how to, you know, Anne was doing a program for us the other day to see the opportunities that exist financially right now, and to see the love that exists right now in our own family, to see the love of how we care for each other. Businesses need to see, Napoleon Hill talks about it, and you probably know where it is, to see that if you're marketing one way and that way isn't working, what is the way that is working right now? And have kind of put yourself on a scavenger hunt to find it. Ursula, do you have any words of wisdom? Because you've been in business a long time. I don't mean to sound it that way. You're a wise woman that's been around. Can
you
share?
At least I'm still around. Okay. A couple of things. One, to directly respond to what she asked. One of the things that I just did with a client as recently as yesterday that is someone that is old school and not really very automated progressively anyway, and helping this person write his book, and he loves for me to sit there so he can see what I'm doing, right? Well, that was something that gave him a comfort level. But in this environment, I said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. So I put him on Zoom. We practiced it. And then yesterday we edited his document remotely. And he could see what I was doing. He was so happy with it. And now we're actually going to get this book done quicker because we are able to, okay, you got a couple of hours, call me. And if I'm free, we'll just get on the computer and work. So it has gone from a strained situation to an absolutely positive situation. So I say that in this time, you have to look at what you're doing and seeing if you can do it in a different way. And or mm-hmm. even do something different altogether. Now, what I wanted to say, which is almost a takeoff of that question, I literally had it underlined when I talked to page 73 about the power of influence. And what I wrote in the margin is that this page, and this is like an elephant in the room, this page is either the source of our success or the thorn in our side. Because I think what we don't talk about very much is that very successful people that use Think and Grow Rich believe in this concept that we can think and grow rich simply because we do these kinds of things, the auto suggestion. But there are people, like she said, do not even know about this book, which means that they're being judged by something they know nothing about, being measured by something they know nothing about. And when I say thorn, I think that a lot of times when people are not successful, the rest of the world look at them and say, well, they are the masters of their own fate, and they could control this. But they don't know they can. Mm. So it's – and okay. Galen, you had something you wanted to say about that?
Yeah, I was going to jump in there because that's exactly where I was going to address Lynette's question. If you look at the bottom of page 67, it says nature has so wired human beings that they have absolute control over the material which reaches their subconscious. Although this is not meant to be construed as a statement that individuals always exercise this control. So we've got the ability, but we don't always use it. And let me just talk a little bit about, Ursula, a little bit what you were saying about the universality of this law. This is just the way things work, that our subconscious will control how we behave. Not only is that a principle discussed by Napoleon Hill, when I was trying to become a golf player, when I was trying to play golf, I took a 3-day golf training program. And the first day and a half, the instructor talked about the details of how a golf ball is constructed and the dimples. He wanted us to really understand what the golf ball looks like. And then also what the face of the golf club looks like, what happens when the golf club hits the golf ball, so that when we get to the course, we can visualize exactly what's happening and what we want it to happen. When I followed those instructions, I played golf amazingly well. And then after a while, I moved away from those principles and I went back to my old ways. When I played basketball, my coach used to say, when you're shooting free throws, you need to visualize the arc of the ball as it's going through the air, the spin of the ball as it's going through the air, and how it sounds when it hits the net of the basket. So visualization is how everything works. That's just a natural law. And if we, as business owners, which I'm a retail business owner as well, and the story that I shared earlier was I was visualizing the kind of money I'm supposed to have, and it wasn't an option, and I didn't know where it was going to come from. I just knew it was supposed to be here, and then it started coming my way from places I wasn't expecting. So that would be my advice to business owners to hold true to these natural laws.
And I would absolutely tell everybody to just share this with business owners, share this program with them so that they can go to blogtalkradio.com/mastermind and share what you've received so that they can have that same experience for themselves. I just want to jump to a quick commercial and to remind everybody to follow the show on iTunes, Tunes, and RSS feed. Go to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders and click on the purple and orange icon under the woman with headphones. Let's listen to commercial. We're going to continue this discussion. Stick with us.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
I'm so excited to be here. I was thinking about Lynn's question and hearing Galen and Ursula and Peter and Anne share some of their insights and information. I am reminded about that on page 68, this particular place resonated tremendous to me during, after 9/11, I lost 3 years of contracts. And, you know, I understand what the fear can feel. How do I pay my mortgage? How do I take care of my kids? How do I, all those things start getting into your head. And it's why I love that I have read this book and have continued to read the book and that I continue to have their affirmations. It says on the bottom, remember therefore when reading aloud the statement of your desire through which you are endeavoring to develop a money consciousness or any success consciousness, that the mere reading of the words is of no consequence unless you mix emotion or feeling with your words. This is what Peter had read earlier. If you repeat a million times the famous Emile Coe formula, day by day, in every way, I'm getting better and better, without mixing emotion and faith with the words, you will experience no desirable recognizes and acts only upon those thoughts which have been well mixed with emotion or feeling. I remember walking, you know, so here the fear I found myself like just in a really bad state for, you know, that the pressure was so deep that I was feeling, especially that first month, it was awful. And I remember this day by day and every way I'm getting better and better. And I went out, it was pouring rain. I went to walk my dog. It was pouring and my tears were coming down my face. And I remember looking to the sky and putting my fist up in the sky and saying, this will never get me down. I will be bigger, better, better than you could ever imagine. I'm going to make this. This is happening to me. I'm going through this. I'm going over it, under it, around it, or through it, and you are helping me. That's how I live my life, and I am feisty. I'm fearless. I'm focused, and I am fun. I will never give up on me. That became my affirmation. And I have to tell you, that generated, obviously, I had all this passion, all of this emotion, all of this determination, and I can tell you that over time of saying that, life started shifting and changing and moving, and so every small business owner, every person that works on their own or is an entrepreneur or works for a major company and is working from home right now, it requires you to build your own passion to go there, and it's why this, I love these people. I love the people that are sitting around the table with me. I love being and hearing from Ursula. Share a story and from the book, anything that you can about this auto-suggestion. What's coming up for you right now? I see your face. I could see your mind is going 100 miles a minute.
Oh, you know it. Okay, so I'm really Still on page 73, and what comes to mind is auto-suggestion, and I know I'm taking it kind of in a different path. When my daughter was in high school, she wanted to run cross-country. Her daddy was a sprinter, but she wanted to run cross-country. And there was people telling her that she couldn't because that's not what we do. And they said it so much, I just came unglued. It's like it makes no sense, because if you look at Africans of which your DNA is ultimately from, that's what they do. So don't tell me that African Americans cannot run cross country. And so auto-suggestion can work in reverse when other people are telling you what you can and cannot do. So my alert is, during this time, when people are saying business are going to go under, you know, there are people out there that are reinventing themselves. They are taking this two weeks or 2 months or however long it is, they're locking down, and they're doing all the things they wish they had time to do. So it's a matter of what are you auto-suggesting to yourself at this point about what this means to you and what it means to your business. Maybe it's time for you to get your books in order. Whatever it is that needs to be done at this time, get it done. And the things that maybe we can be saying to ourselves is, how good am I going to be positioned when it's over? And I know that's skipping over the part about survival, because you got to live right now, but not really. There may be things that you can do to make money while you're waiting for your job to come back or for your business to be open again. There are opportunities that I understand where, they're opening up hospitals. And if you have construction skills or even housekeeping skills, you may be able to go in and help with something that you don't normally do. And maybe you'll learn a different skill. So that's where I am right now. It's like auto-suggestion can work for us if we understand what it is, or it can work against us if other people understand it and using it to program us. So that's
so Ursula,
what's in my head
I
right
know
now.
Ursula, your words I know are resonating with people that are sitting at the table with us. Those who maybe those of you that are listening, if you are just in a moment, you just feel that you have to say something, you have to speak up, this is the perfect time for you to press 1 and come on and share, because we need you to grow too. So, you know, raise your hand, say 1, join us, let's be part of the table, let's have this discussion. I love you, Ursula. I love where you're at. And, you know, if I go, I really do. And Galen, look, what's that face that you're putting on right now? What's going on over there, Galen, in that head of yours?
Yeah. So I'm really mesmerized by something that Ursula talked about. And that is that the subconscious really does not distinguish between what's real and what's made up, what's a joke. And something that Ms. Ann used to really, really get on me about when I first began this process a couple of years ago is, you know, I used to make little comments where I was trying to make light of a stressful situation. So I would make little comments about, well, you know, I can't seem to get this right, or I don't quite understand this, and I don't know why I can't figure this out. And, Anne really made a point to say, you know, your subconscious is always listening. And, you know, one of the things that she said most recently that reminds me of that is she said that no one gets what they want. People say they want a lot of things. No one gets what they want. People get what they focus on. And the more you focus on something, that's when the universe starts acting on your behalf to manifest what you're focused on. And auto-suggestion is the way that you embed those things that you're focused on. And that's the way you instruct your subconscious as to what it should be focused on. And if you could just share a little bit more of that coaching that you shared with me a couple years ago, and then just your thoughts today around the importance of of being focused on the right things.
All right, Gayla, we know I always like to go to the book, but again, we really get what we are. And so the point in that, going back to the book with these instructions, whatever we're putting in us visually, mentally, emotionally, we're like bank accounts. We can't make a withdrawal without a deposit. So when we tell ourselves through these affirmations and input our desires, the universe hears and feels and sees that, especially when we do it with emotion. So the universe then responds and gives back to us what we've put in. And so I didn't get to respond to Lynn's question. I also would like to encourage anybody who's listening, especially small businesses and large businesses too, as we can see what's happening across the world. All we have control over is what we allow to enter our eyes, our ears, into our thoughts. And so as much as we can stay as positive by listening to audio recordings like these, by listening to less news, because we know whatever's going to happen, somebody's going to tell us. I'm not saying not to listen to any. But, Gavin, again, whatever we're putting in is what we get out. So I'll send it back to you or Virginia.
And Kathy, I know that you're listening to all of us, and I'm so glad that you're sitting at the table with us. Share with us, Kathy, your perspective.
Yes, thank you, Begin, and thank you for everyone on this call. You are lifting myself and everyone else up. Thank you. Just one comment about from a person who is just starting this journey, who's read this chapter only twice now. I want to encourage the listeners, particularly those of you who are new to the book, to understand what Begin just read about passion and faith. And, you know, when I went through this book first, I was so excited. Like, I'm going to get this money, I'm going to get this money. But it's not enough to be enthusiastic. What Peggy did is she modeled for us her belief that it was hers. Galen modeled for us his belief that that money was his. Because until we believe it, we're not going to be vibrating with that thought, with that energy of the words that we're putting in the atmosphere. Our hearts have got to resonate, to believe it, that that money is ours, and that there's no other option, as Galen put it. Thank you.
Love that. Love that. And I know that, you know, Peter, you're resonating with what you just heard. I know that. And, you know, where are you at in terms of belief and your affirmations? And how is that, like, did you ever struggle with putting the emotions to your affirmations?
Every day, up again. And Kathy, first of all, thank you so much for sharing your experience, your insights as it relates to this chapter and as it relates to this book. But I got to share with you guys here at the table and share with you who are all listening as well that crises happen every day. Crises are going to happen again in our lives down the road, whether it's an individual crisis or a personal crisis, a familial crisis, or as in this case, an environmental crisis that's affecting us on a number of different levels. They're going to happen again and again and again. But we as human beings, we have a unique processing mechanism. Animals in the world, they deal with things as it comes and just attack it or don't. They don't have the ability to think about things on a number of different levels as human beings do. So we have the ability to be able to process. Sometimes we process too deeply and get it in our own way. Sometimes we process in ways that we should not. We think about what if and what could go wrong, and and how we're not in control, and we want to blame the administration, and we want to blame society, and we want to blame our neighbors, we want to blame the media. And so that becomes our mantra, and we don't even know it oftentimes. But what I love about this book is that so many of these chapters overlap, and this auto-suggestion chapter overlaps with the previous chapter, which is faith. And in this faith chapter, it kind of almost gives the template, it provides a runway for auto-suggestion. And I'm going to read for you four different phrases it says in this chapter that should hopefully speak to someone who's listening. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win, but you think you can't, it is almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. So out of the world we find, success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind. So if you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win a prize. Life's battles don't always go stronger or the faster man. But sooner or later, the man who wins is the man or woman who thinks they can. That's what I got, Begin.
Wow, Peter, just wow, and thank you for sharing that. And it's, you know, it's why every year at the International Masterminders Association, there's a Think and Grow Rich annual accountability meeting that occurs every year. And it's so important because it puts people on the path of that poem that you just read to say, you know, I'm going to go here, and you've been at that meeting, Peter, and Galen and Ursula has been at that annual meeting. Hey, Anne, can you share a little bit about that meeting for us?
You know what, Begin? If you don't mind, I'd like to take executive privilege right now and ask our guest, Kathy. Kathy, I just opened your mic. If you don't mind, would you share with us, because I think it's one thing for them to always hear from me or Peter, Galen, or Ursula, but I think this may have been your first experience at that event. Do you mind sharing?
No, I would not, and thank you, Miss Anne. I just have to tell everyone listening that if you're tired of running around in circles, if you're tired of not being clear, if you're tired of having a dream but not really having a community that will support you and help you along your journey, go. Plan now, put it on your calendar, and go. You will leave with a structure, you will leave with a plan, and most of all, you will leave with a community of like-minded people who will support you and resonate with your desires and your dreams. So, go.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
All right, thank you, Kathy. Kathy, listen, Begin. I don't think that I could have said that any better, right? I don't think I could have said any better. And I will, as we prepare to wrap up, continue to ask all of our callers if you have any comments or thoughts or suggestions you'd like to make. We want to thank both Lynn and Kathy for chiming in. But this chapter, I don't think we can say enough about. It's one of the shortest chapters, but it's one of the most powerful. And like Kathy just shared about the annual meeting, prayerfully, we're looking forward to a lot of what we're going through will take its course. But I truly do believe that this too shall pass. So, Begin, I give you national kudos again on raising the bar for the event that you just completed this week with your Women Power Women Gathering event, which was a two-day virtual retreat. You raised the bar, and you help us all understand what's possible. So when we plan these events face-to-face and situations happen, it does not mean that we always have to cancel. I think that once we make a decision, the way we present itself, using this auto-suggestion chapter, as we visualize what we want, the universe makes it possible. So we will be having the annual meeting, face-to-face or online. Back to you, Begin.
You know, you're
you reminded me, I have to share something that's so important for everybody to understand. While we say our affirmations, and we know that they're receiving, and we know that we're getting, you know, time can happen really fast, and sometimes time can be slow, but if you stay focused on what you want, you will receive it. We've had an amazing experience in my family. My mom is 90 years old. She's in a memory care unit and an assisted living, and this week, they made these big signs about what they've lived through and to remind people that this too shall pass. And some of the things that I put, they lived through the Depression. They lived through World War II. They lived through Prohibition. They lived through, some of them went through cancer. They lived through the Civil Rights Movement where they saw a transformation in their rights. They lived through women's rights where before they couldn't do it and now they can. They have lived through all of these intense experiences and they're still surviving. One woman was holding up a sign and she says, I'm 101 and I'm still standing. And, you know, we are all moving forward and the determination that I believe, and so here I am as a speaker, I would love to have thousands of people seeing one of my videos and doing, do you know what? They posted it last Thursday, the assisted living. They have 44,000 viewers. And if I had told you that my mother would never have imagined that she'd be a celebrity on social media, she would never have believed it. But she is one of the happiest people you've ever met. And I think that that's one of the things that we have to remember, that in this auto-suggestion, it's how we decide to think about ourselves, our life, our work, our mates, our presence, our civic, our bodies, that it's up to us. We're the only ones in charge of that. And so I want to just bring some closure over here. Ursula, can you give us a just close out, share your social media, share how people can get in contact with you, and I'll throw in for me that everybody can follow me, learn about me at powerwomenworldwide.com, and you can find my speaking at pegine.com. And Ursula, how can we close this out from your perspective, and we'll go down to everybody around the table. So share your social media and share your aha, your closing aha.
Yes. You can reach me at sulatoo.com, S-U-L-A-T-O-O.com. And Sulatoo, we make old new at everything. I wasn't prepared. Messed that up. But at Sulatoo, we make old new in everything we do, in that we capture, preserve, and present legacy information in any form possible, meaning that we can write your book, publish your book, create a script for your legacy video, or create a legacy wall. So Sulatoo, S-U-L-A-T-O-O.com. Thank you, Peggy. Peter.
Yeah, talk about catch off guard there, Ursula. thank you so much for sharing. This is Dr. Peter James. Thank you all for listening. Really dive into this book, Think and Grow Rich. Really dive into this chapter on auto-suggestion. Let any of us know if you have any questions or if you just want to have some dialogue, especially during these times that are a little bit unique for us all. We've never ventured down these times, and the future is going to be totally different. It's going to look totally different for all of us. But that doesn't mean that we can't think and grow rich. We're going to come out of this better than before, as Peggy mentioned there. And so now it's time to implement it. Again, my name is Dr. Peter James. I am the high performance coach. You can catch me on any social media platform at DrPeterAJames. That is at Dr. Peter A. James, all spelled together. Look forward to chatting with you all. Galen, I think you got something that you need to share with us as well, right?
Yeah, this has been a great conversation. I always enjoy this chapter in particular. It reminds me, as far as an aha, it reminds me of something that I heard Will Smith say on a video. He said, you know, magic happens once you decide. Just decide that this is how it's going to be, and then tell the world this is how it's going to be, and then the world will get out of your way. The world is like water. It doesn't like conflict. It will get out of your way and actually help you create what you say, but you've got to decide. And that ties into what you were saying, Peter, about how this is really connected. This is a process. It's a success formula. So that's my aha. This is Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist. I'm CEO of Kill Global Coaching and Consulting. Help leaders bake permanent success into their life and work. And you can find me almost anywhere with Galen Bingham. You can go to Kill Global Coaching, K-I-L-N, globalcoaching.com. Or you can find me on Twitter or on Facebook at the same. Pagin, back to you. What are your thoughts?
I wanted to get my master builder on, and you got to talk about your book and how people can reach out to you.
Well, again, thank you so very much for always being a constant reminder and a really good friend. As the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives through the mastermind process, I'm also the author of the McNeil Factor Mastermind System, which is my insights and my 40 plus years of experience in this book since 1979. You can reach me at annmcneil.com, and I help entrepreneurial women get greater clarity in their highest income producing areas in their business and life. And I do that using the mastermind process. Back to you, Pagin.
You know, I love that I am surrounded by these most amazing, amazing people. And I want to thank Anne for being one of my presenters this week. And so there's a few of our elite members in the Power Women Elite that are here listening. So thank you so much for being there. If you're interested in what is Power Women Elite for women speakers, experts, and authorities, just go to powerwomenelite.com. But let me end this experience with you all that are listening. If you would all just listen and receive and know that on page 69, Napoleon Hill, who has been with us throughout this whole conversation, the deep love that our, you know, when we're sitting here together, we love each other deeply, and we support each other deeply, and we push, prod, and provoke each other to be our highest, greatest self. And that's the power of the mastermind. That's the power of all of you here with us today. You know, you're sitting here with us at the table. You were called to be here. You were called to listen. You were called to be elevated, be inspired, and to grow. So the word is on page 69, the ability to reach and influence your subconscious mind has its price, and you must pay that price. You cannot cheat even if you desire. So the price of ability to influence your subconscious mind is everlasting persistence in applying the principles described here. You cannot develop the desired ability for a lower price. You, and you alone, must decide whether or not the reward for which you are striving, money consciousness, life consciousness, is worth the price you must pay for it in effort. And when we say effort, when he says effort, it's the effort of choosing to think your most magnificent self. It is the effort of choosing to show up every Saturday and be filled with momentum of who you are. It is the effort, the daily effort of saying, I'm worth it. I receive it. I am it.
I gain it. And it is the effort of surrounding yourself with such magnificent people like Ursula and Galen and Peter and Anne and Kathy and Lynn and all these people that are listening right now to elevate yourself to another level. This is Think and Grow Rich, and we look forward to talking to you next week, because next week we're going to be talking about specialized knowledge. Love you all. Take care.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.